time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. And now your hosts, Dom DeCastro and Nick Kukuru.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom DeCastro. Luke Graham is making a return appearance, triumphant return, despite being busy taking care of duties as Hamilton Wyndham Hockey's goalie in for Nick Kukuru this week. What's up, Luke?
I'm back. Mm-hmm. How are you?
Good.
I said I'm back. How are you?
Good, good, good. Who do you play in the Merrimack Valley for Hamilton Wyndham? Do you play, Shaw Sheen? Do you play Whittier Tech? Any of those teams?
We played Shaw Sheen last year. We play Haverhill potentially in the Bank Classic tournament. So... there's a caveat to that. Like, we have to either win both and they have to win,
mm-hmm.
or vice versa,
or lose both.
Yeah. Let me think. Merrimack Valley. We're scrimmaging Tewksbury.
There you go.
Saturday.
So, wow.
Yeah.
That's a defending Division II champs.
Or no, I messed up. Not Tewksbury. Methuen. Sorry.
Okay.
Very similar. Geographically, but yeah, we're scrimmaging Methuen rather.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Besides that, I don't think there's anybody that stands out. Yeah. Haverhill in the scrimmage against Methuen.
Okay. Cool. Well, courtesy of the Eagle Tribune, Luke, we have a little wrestling preview in which, where it's so big in the Valley, we thought we'd mention a few names with some of the Merrimack Valley teams here. One of the guys they feature is Brent Nicolosi from he's gonna be a junior at Haverhill High School, and looks like he's 70-3 over 2 years. He's going to 160. He's wrestling at, so he's one of the ones to watch. I know there was a kid from Chelmsford who we had on the air.
Yeah, the freshman who wrestled at 185 or whatever.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember that.
Brown, I think. Well, that's bad that we don't remember his name, huh?
He's Thomas Brown, I think it was. He's from Chelmsford.
Yeah, you quoted him, and there we go, Thomas Brown. Yep.
So, yeah.
The Eagle Tribune coverage area. Why don't you give us a few names and some of those teams in the Merrimack Valley that we should be watching this winter?
Well, I'm just going by their quote size them up column. Where on the left-hand side of this article from the Eagle Tribune, where they talk about different teams in the Merrimack Valley and who to look out for. So they start off with Andover, and their coach is Michael Buldick, who's returning. And some of their key returners that the Eagle Tribune says to watch out for is Yandel Morales. I'm sorry if I butchered that name.
No, this is going to be fun. Just apologize ahead of time for all the butchering.
Yes, please.
We should save this. And just play
I'm not meaning to offend anybody. I have dyslexia. I can't read.
That's not even like, these names are tough. Some of them, absolutely. You're doing fine, sir.
Yeah. So freshman, Keir Turner. Frosch is freshman, right? I'm not mistaken there. Yeah. Yeah. He's a key returner. He's a freshman, Yandel Morales. Mm-hmm. And then another freshman key returner is Jason Ballou. And then a junior returner is Nick Archambault.
Sounds
Nick
good to
Archambault,
me.
A junior from Andover. And then also a senior, Lucas Oliveira, is someone that the Eagle Tribune says to watch out for. Another senior from Andover is Will Sheehan and Jason Osborne. Those are the three seniors that the Eagle Tribune thinks should be on the radar from Andover.
Why don't you just go with three names from each one of them? Go ahead. Next.
All right. Central Catholic. You got the coach, Jamie Durkin. They say their key returners are Cole Glenn, Denny, and Nick Sparrow. Those are three key returners from...
Cool.
From Central Catholic, they have a few two top newcomers, Jackson Meehan, Gianni Giofrida, Giofrida, and John Parent, just to name a few. There's more there. going over to Haverhill, the Hillies have their coach Tim Lawler, and some of their key returners are CJ Wood, a sophomore, Michael Morris, another sophomore, and then Colin Mechanich, a senior. Those are for the Hillies. Going over to Lawrence, you got Rob Nice Sephoro. Some of their key returners are sophomore Kellen Penna, senior Joel Garcia, and sophomore Gene Carlos Martinez. They have some top newcomers that they want, that the Eagle Tribune wants you to look out for. That is Jaden Arenos, a freshman, and Dominic Armano, another freshman.
Awesome.
Yeah, should I keep going?
Yeah, what do you got? Methuen and North Andover last?
Yep. Moving on to Methuen, you got their coach is Bill James. Some of their key returners is a freshman, Anthony DiMeo. So how does the key returners freshman work? Is that just like they wrestled for them in eighth grade or something like
Possibly,
that?
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes they open the door for those eighth graders, yeah.
Yeah, we do that for Hamilton Wenham, just they can't play varsity. Sophomore, Shane Eason. And then let's go find a senior, Josirius Gomez, a senior from Methuen. Methuen has a few top newcomers, a senior, Jerry Julio, a sophomore, Isaiah Moses, and a freshman, Tim Dorenzo. Just to name a few, there's many more for newcomers for Methuen. And then last but not least, North Andover, their coach is Larry Coughlin. Some key returners are senior Colby Carbone, and then a junior Kyle Roten, and then another senior Jacob Welch. Those are just to name a few.
All right, you heard it here first. Well, maybe second, because the Eagle Tribune was first. Luke Graham was
completely copied from the Eagles.
That's what we do on the radio and podcast world.
Mm-hmm. All credit to them.
We let the newspaper journalists do their thing and we discuss it. All right. Well, let's take a break though, Luke, because on the other side, everybody's waiting. We're going to get to that interview with retiring Central Catholic football coach out of Lawrence, Chuck Adamopoulos. He'll tell us why he stepped down, his fond memories, and what's next in the life of the legendary three-time Super Bowl winning coach after the break.
Football season is here, and Sullivan Tire and Auto Service kicks things off in a big way with our exclusive Go Pats Tire Sale. Score big with incredible savings on Bridgestone tires. Save $70 instantly, plus $30 off installation with the purchase of four eligible Bridgestone tires, up to $100 in savings. Bridgestone, the official tire of the New England Patriots. This sale runs all the way through December 10th. A super opportunity to save on Bridgestone tires. See SullivanTire.com. We're always here to get you there. Go Patriots!
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
It's time appliances had a personality, yours. Discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection now at Tri-City Sales. A sleek glass finish in platinum gives your appliances a look like nothing you've seen before, while professional cooking features take your meals to the next level. From entertaining to inspiring, bring modern design to your home with a kitchen that's a reflection of you. Make appliances personal with a look that's as smooth as glass. Visit Tri-City Sales Showroom and discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection today. Tri-City Sales in Salem and Ipswich.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self-Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self-Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self-Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom DeCastro here with the, I can't believe I'm saying this, coach, former coach of Central Catholic football, Chuck Adamopoulos. What's going on?
Hey, thank you. I'm still getting used to that myself, but thanks for having me on again.
Yeah, another good
one. A lot of my friends are sick of how much coverage I've got on this, so one thing, they're going to get more irritated with me.
It's like one more we'll throw at them. But yeah, you know, congratulations obviously are in order. Long career, 26 of them at Central Catholic football, correct?
Well, 26 has had 39 altogether.
Yes. So,
and then, throw two in at Pawtucket for 41.
Yeah, that's right. Now, was Pawtucket the alma mater?
Yes.
So, started there, went on to Central, but you know, the last season's going to be a good football team that had a good run in that MIAA Division I playoffs, fell short of the ultimate goal. But let's start there, coach, with the current 22 squad, and what did you take away from this team?
It was a team that got better as the year went on. They were a great group of kids. I really love the seniors. They were great leaders, and it was a good group of kids to finish with. Did everything we asked. We were a little bit young in some certain spots, probably younger than we normally are, but they were awesome players and made it to the semis, came up a little short in that game in a tough second half. But overall, I'm proud of them. They did everything we asked.
Yeah. And it's also a team that the year before got to the final stage, right? Losing to Springfield Central.
Yeah. We were kind of hoping to try to get another shot at them, and good for the prep. They played really well. I mean, they beat us, Zaverian and Springfield, and all three of us in 2 weeks. So that's not an easy thing to do. So, congratulations to those guys.
Yeah, certainly earned for there. I mean, let's talk about that for a second. I mean, how do you shut out Springfield Central?
Well, that's not easy to do. Looks like St. John's was more into playing in the rain than Springfield was that day. Mm-hmm. Just I watched some of the game, but their defense was playing good, and we'd been scoring a lot of points, and they held us to 7 points in our game. And they ran the ball well, which that didn't shock me because I thought they were starting to really run the ball well, and they ran the ball well against us in the second half of that game.
All right. Well, the decision was made, you know, postseason to hang it up at Central Football. What went into that decision? I know some media reports said, you know, something that was kind of brewing, and it's always in the back of your mind. Like, when is this going to be it?
It's something for the last 3-4 years I would evaluate after the season and wait a few months. I kind of knew 3/4 of the way through this one. I'm not getting younger. Turned 63 last week. And it's a grind. And when the season starts, it's 7 days a week. And I got grandchildren now who I don't see during the season. And it just felt like the right time. You know, you kind of hit a point where the 7 days a week, can you hit the wall with it. And I probably 3/4 of the way through kind of knew this was the time to give it up. And I've been lucky. I've coached a lot of great guys. I've coached a lot of good kids, and I get to do it at a great school. So it felt like the right time to do it. And it's not an easy decision that I'm going to miss it. I'm going to miss it next August when preseason starts, but I think I'm okay with it.
Yeah. You're at peace with it. And after 39 years and 26 of those as head coach, You make relationships over the years, obviously. What are some of those relationships that you're going to hold near and dear, especially like guys that have been with you coaching for decades?
Yeah, no, I've got to coach with a lot of good people. And, you know, a guy like Bobby Jowett, he's coached at Central for 38 years. And and we did wrestling together. I started the wrestling program, and he was my assistant. And you know, then guys like Ernie DiFiore was AD at the school, but has been coaching there forever. And we've coached together. And John Sexton, who's my offensive coordinator, and Mike Leal, Sully Greller were with me from my first year as head coach, and got to coach with my son. So all those guys I coached with, and the kids I coached, I mean, I've had more people, kids I've coached, that reached out to me and I hadn't heard from in years, and yeah, called me and things like that. And it's a relationship business. And I made some great ones from who I coached with and who I coached. And then guys I coached against that I became really good friends with, those relationships, you know. And I got to coach against Larry Clemens and people like that at the beginning of my career. And that was really cool, because he's someone I had a lot of respect for. And it's a great business. It's you got to like people. And I did, and I do. And it's been a lot of fun.
Again, we're here with Chuck Adamopoulos, Central Catholic football coach, stepping down after 26 years as head coach, 39 overall, 3 Super Bowls, 5 Super Bowl appearances, 204 wins. You know, beyond those numbers, you know, you'll look back to the moments that just brought you joy, the moments that kept you coming back. Like for me, on a much smaller level, as like a little league coach, I remember putting, you know, one of the lesser talented players in the league at shortstop and the best player of the league in center field, because I like to give kids an opportunity to play. And I'll never forget that. The center fielder, you know, he could throw a ball that could probably, you know, hurt you and me, right? But he got a base hit and he collected it and just threw a nice strike to the kid that has trouble catching it. He caught the ball, and it was a great moment for me, because I'm like, look at that. One of the lesser talented kids in the league got to make an out, and the best player in the league threw it to him. I'm like, that's what brought me back. Question to you, Chuck, is, you know, what are those moments that kept you coming back year after year?
It's seeing kids succeed that maybe as freshmen didn't even start on the freshman team. And then by the time they're their senior year, they're starting and maybe making all conference and going off and playing in college. And we had a lot of cases like that, of kids who just do a lot of hard work. Most of our coaches coach track at the school. We kind of use that as an extension of our football program. And some kids did a great job developing with that. Even with wrestling, we use that too, you know, because I started the program and some of the other coaches helped coach it. So anytime you see kids do stuff like that, you know, the coaching the better kids is one thing, but it's the other kids you need to come along if you're going to be successful. And then those are the things that give you like the most enrichment, just all the different relationships and things that you see like that. But a lot of great memories from the first game I coached, even seasons where maybe we didn't have the greatest record, but those kids provided a lot of rewards. You know, we had a season, we went 3-7, and those seniors are some of my favorite seniors. We were at camp up in New Hampshire for preseason, and I got a call, got called off the field for practice because my dad had a heart attack and passed away. And, and we lost like 3 games in the last minute that year. You talk about a year where everything could go wrong, but those seniors had such a great attitude. I'll always remember them because they made a really tough year, a positive experience for me. So there's all kinds of, you know, when you coach that long, there's a lot of memories. And I have a lot of memories from when I was an assistant. I just was the line coach, which was probably mentally the most relaxing part of my career, not having the headaches of being head coach. And great memories of those guys that I coached. And even going back to my years coaching at Pawtucket, you know, 2 years at my own high school.
Yeah.
You know, I was like 23 years old coaching, and those were great things too. But it's people who are lucky enough to work with kids, as long as you enjoy it, there's nothing better than it.
Yeah. Yeah. And one of the best pieces of advice that I got and listened to from high school coaches, especially football coaches, is one of your best assets and qualities is delegation, right? Just stepping back and letting your trusted assistants do their thing. I'm sure that was a big part of being a head coach for all those years.
It's the biggest staff sport there is. There is no other sport that can match football for the importance of your assistant coaches. And because they all have their own positions, and you've got to trust that they're doing a good job. And I'm fortunate because, you know, all the guys either started with me or they're guys that played for me and came back as assistant coaches. And we've had a few guys from the outside come in, but it's all guys that understood what we're about, and that made my job 10 times easier.
Yeah. All right, Coach, last question for Chuck Adamopoulos here, Central Catholic football, stepping down, historic career, one of the best coaches in the state year after year. Now, what's next? Where do we see you in any, are you just, do you just go into hiding? Like, what happens?
Well, I'm still teaching at the school, because when you teach at a Catholic school, you got to teach till you're in like your 90s. But I'll still be around. I do have a hankering to better racehorses, because my family had racehorses. And so maybe I'll do that a little bit more in the fall. But I'll be around. I'll be at games. I still help out with indoor track right now. And who knows, maybe I'll help out with a freshman or something like that. And keep my hand in it. But I'll still be around. You'll still see me cooking around Lawrence and in the area.
And the grandkids, are they out playing sports yet?
Well, they're 4 and 2. So they're at that point where they play soccer and they stand there and watch the grass grow around them.
That's awesome. That's how they all start, in the soccer field doing something. Let's sign them up for soccer. Somehow that's the first sport. We don't know why, but it continues to be. Chuck Edmopoulos, thanks so much. I'll let you go. And congratulations. Thanks for joining us on
Go ahead. And thank you very much for any coverage you've given us this year. This shows like this are important, and thank you.
Yeah, no, our pleasure. It's great to watch the kids and just promote the kids as best we can. That's what we're all about. Coach, thanks again, and have a good post-Central football life.
Thank you, and have a great holiday.
All right, you too.
All right, see ya.
Awesome. All right, Chuck Edmopoulos is in the books. And we are going to close things out with one more. That's right. One more Merrimack Valley football report on after the break.
Tis the season for amazing holiday savings at Sullivan Tire and Auto Service. With so many traveling this season, it makes sense to outfit your vehicle with top quality winter or all season tires. Save big on tires from Continental, General, Michelin, BF Goodrich, and more. Save on snow tires too, and make an appointment now for expert maintenance. Our ASE certified technicians do it all. Don't miss the annual holiday tire savings event. See SullivanTire.com. Gift cards available at all Sullivan Tire locations. We're always here to get you there.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
It's time appliances had a personality, yours. Discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection now at Tri-City Sales. A sleek glass finish in platinum gives your appliances a look like nothing you've seen before, while professional cooking features take your meals to the next level. From entertaining to inspiring, bring modern design to your home with a kitchen that's a reflection of you. Make appliances personal with a look that's as smooth as glass. Visit Tri-City Sales Showroom and discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection today. Tri-City Sales in Salem and Ipswich.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. This is the Merrimack Valley Football Report. Dominic Castro and Luke Graham. We're back. Great interview from Chuck Edmopoulos. That was a lot of fun talking to Chuck A. Going to be interesting to see who replaces the legend. Obviously, a tough position to fill. Merrimack Valley, Luke, was quiet this year in football circles when it comes to Gillette Stadium. Only one of the 16 teams, which is not, you know, no small feat, hailed from the Merrimack Valley, and that was Bill Ricca losing in Division 5 to North Reading 44-28, an absolute shootout. So that was it. Kind of a quiet season Merrimack Valley-wise, although they did have some great teams. Central was awesome in Division 1. Methuen beat the number one seed in the state, Franklin. Chelmsford and Bill Ricca were really two teams to contend with that were strong in their own respective divisions. So there was competition there for sure, but just not at the highest level. Speaking of the highest level, did you find any, in the other show, we did a little what's happened since 2000 trends for, you know, North Shore football teams. Did you find anything interesting in, as we run down the results from the century since 2000 Merrimack Valley wise, who's the real deal in this area?
Well, so in 2021, last year, there was only one representative from the Merrimack Valley area, and that was Central Catholic, who unfortunately they lost to Springfield Central 22-15. That is in the Division One state championship. But yeah, if we move on and we go, 2019 was a little bit dry as well.
Nothing
at all for 2019. But if we go to 2018, you see a little bit more representation again in Springfield Central. Somehow in Division Three now, beat Tewksbury 20-7.
Well, they're not Merrimack Valley. They're not Merrimack Valley. You're confusing them with Central Catholic.
They'll be no.
My bad. I got you.
So Tewksbury was the Merrimack Valley team, but the surprising thing to me was like Springfield Central just 3 years later was in the Division One final.
I know, so weird, right? You just never know.
Yeah.
Why they make these moves?
The Merrimack Valley, yeah. But the real point is the Merrimack Valley team was Tewksbury, and they lost to Springfield Central 20-7, and that was in 2018 Division Three. In 2017,
Division Two in 18. Who's that?
Oh, did I miss it? Oh my God, I missed it. North Andover,
a winner.
They won.
Yep,
they beat King Philip 6-0.
Yep.
Must have been a riveting game. I wonder if that was two field goals or a touchdown and missed extra point.
Nothing in 16.
2015, though, Central Catholic is back.
Yep.
Lost to Xaverian.
Huge loss.
44-14. They got crushed.
Yep.
Regional. Is that sort of in the air?
We don't really count them. Nope.
Just out.
Nothing in 14 and 13. You had Tewksbury and Central both winning. That was a great year.
Yeah, Central Catholic actually they started better earlier in the decade, I guess.
Yeah.
They killed Xaverian, and I mean, it makes sense. Xaverian wanted to get back at him.
Yeah,
they beat him 34-17. So Xaverian comes back 2 years later and beats him by 30.
In 12. Got nothing in 12. Yeah, Tewksbury beat Plymouth South in that 13.
In 2013,
12.
11, we're looking east or central.
Tewksbury loses in 11.
Yep, Tewksbury loses 35-0 to Duxbury.
Yeah, nothing else.
Yeah. In 2010, is there any... Duxbury's here a lot. They're beating a lot of people. Nothing.
Shawsheen wins.
Yeah. Nope, I almost missed it. Yep.
Yeah, they could have had their second in 12 years if they won this weekend, but they didn't.
Who is Blue Hills? That's who Shawsheen beat.
That's a Boston division team, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 0-0-09. What's up with that? Nothing in 09. Didn't see anything there.
Yeah, I don't either. How about in 2008? In 2008, I don't see very much either. Kind of disappointing showing from the Merrimack Valley compared to
seven. Greater Lawrence wins it in 7 at 3A over East Boston.
Oh, you missed one.
Chelmsford.
Chelmsford. They beat in Division One A. They beat Marshfield.
Yep. So all right, let's end there because I think the takeaway is Central ends up being 3-2 overall. 3 wins, 2 losses, and Tewksbury was in there with a couple, you know, so they were a team to watch on the state level too. So, Methuen made a little surge this year, and Bill Ricker certainly made a surge. So hopefully there'll be some more good things to come. All right. I was calling you Nick. Luke, let's wrap up this MVSD, Merrimack Valley Sports Desk for the week. What do you say?
I'm okay with that.
All right, thanks for
back. I'm just glad to be here.
Thanks for tuning in, buddy. Many more in the winter. The door is always open. We'll let you know when the recordings go down. All right, brother. Thanks again.
See ya.
All right, Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. We're signing out. See you next week. Every Thursday morning, we post on msonewsports.com. Have a good one.